Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland coming to you live from our Buck studio. Well, I'm live with you just about every day, but additionally live today is our set of performers, and they are Andrew Dunlap, who is one of the Final Forte winners. He's going to be playing the violin. We have Wayne Wildman, who is his pianist for today, but also is the conductor of the Manitowoc Symphony, and they've worked together in ways that we'll tell you a little bit about later on, too. We'll hear some excerpts from their performances in those capacities. But first up, to violin and piano and to our performer, and congratulations on your success with the Final Forte.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me here.
Well, pleasure to have you come all the way down from Manitowoc today. And so how are things at Lincoln High? Did you tell me you're a senior?
Yes, I'm a senior. I'm a senior at Lincoln High School right now in Manitowoc.
For about another, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks until I graduate. It's crazy.
So you have the college thing all figured out?
Not quite, actually. I'm deciding between two schools right now, the Eastman School of Music and Lawrence University.
And you have some connections with Lawrence. You have a teacher there, right?
Yes. Dr. Samantha George is who I take from currently, actually.
And, of course, Lawrence is quite the hotbed of music, as we know. We have a lot of performers who come down from Lawrence for the Chazen or win various competitions and come down here and perform for us. So it's you could do a lot worse than going to college at Lawrence. And so you're planning to be a performer, that is, a performance major?
Yes.
Pretty clearly, right?
Yes.
And what is it that you find attractive about Eastman?
Well, I know the violin teacher there, Professor Charles Castleman, and I also just feel that I fit into the school very well. It's a very welcoming atmosphere, and they will provide lots of opportunities for performance and chamber music experience and all sorts of other wonderful things.
That's sort of key, too, isn't it? I assume the same is true of Lawrence.
Yes, very much so.
Lots of performance opportunities.
Yes.
Well, you're going to start with some Mozart today, and what do you have as an impression about Mozart as a composer for the violin, or specifically violin sonatas?
Well, this sonata is actually quite unique from the others. Actually, it's unique from any of his other pieces in the sense that it's the only piece that its home key is E minor. And historically, this piece was written right after the death of his mother.
1778?
1778, yes. And the piece, its character certainly reflects that. There's a little discrepancy as to whether it is directly about the death of his mother or not.
How can you ever tell, really?
Unless
there's something in the letters, which, of course, he wrote many of, describing this, but I don't think it's in there, is it?
Certainly, and there were many other very optimistic pieces written during this time period as well. But I find that, seeing as it is unique in its being in E minor, different from all the other sonatas, it could potentially be specifically about that.
And what about this first movement in particular?
This first movement is interesting in that it's a very melancholic kind of atmosphere about it. It doesn't develop really to a really optimistic melody either. It stays pretty melancholic throughout most of the piece, actually.
All right. This is the first of the two movements of this violin sonata in E minor by Mozart.
Thank you.
First movement of Mozart's Sonata in E minor for violin and piano, as played by my guests in the studio today. They are violinist Andrew Dunlap and his pianist Wayne Wildman. It reminds me of the Storm and Stress that I never associate with Mozart. I do a little bit with Haydn. He went through some of that, and it was popular about this time in the 1770s. It has that kind of drive, that minor key drive to it.
Yeah, it certainly is a little tension-filled.
Tension is good, especially if it's ultimately resolved. So about the second of the two movements, what do we find in that?
Well, it's a tempo diminuetto, and the opening character of the piece is actually very similar to the first in that it's actually quite heavy and quite emotional. About halfway through the piece, it goes into E major, and it kind of loses that heavy quality about it. It's quite happy, actually. Kind of, it goes to another place, happy place.
The sun breaks through.
Yes, and of course, shortly after, it returns to its melancholic character.
Here we go. Thank you. There you have the rest of the story, and so far as the Mozart Violin Sonata in E minor is concerned. Our violinist Andrew Dunlap and his pianist Wayne Wildman. We'll be back with them. We'll hear them in an orchestral context, too, via one of their CDs. When we return in a moment, this is Wisconsin Public Radio. And welcome back. We're about 7 minutes away from our 12:30 quiz question, and between now and then, we're going to hear something by Prokofiev. In fact, after the quiz question, too, we'll be hearing from Prokofiev in the form of a concerto as performed by the Manitowoc Symphony. Now, what made you choose, in fact, did you even choose that concerto, or was it chosen for you some way, Andrew?
I did choose it. I chose it because of its ethereal, dreamlike quality. At the very opening of the score, Prokofiev writes sognando, which means dreaming. And the piece reflects that throughout.
He even wrote a little symphonic poem called Dreams. So I guess that's a theme that occurs occasionally in his work. And you used this piece also as your final forte competition piece, right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You played the first movement, I think, for the competition.
Right.
But recording with the Manitowoc Symphony, you played the whole thing.
Yes.
And when would this have been, Wayne?
That was Saturday, April the 20th, so quite recent vintage.
No wonder the CD is still warm.
Yes.
Now, as the conductor of the Manitowoc Symphony, what do you feel is your responsibility in terms of this Prokofiev concerto?
Well, of course, with all soloists, we hope to give them as much latitude as possible. They, of course, have studied their piece, know how it is. They want to perform it, what's going to give the best performance to them, and we try to make sure that we second them all the way.
Well, okay. We're going to be sampling pretty generously. We're going to start with the scherzo from the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev.
Thank you.
The Scherzo from the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Prokofiev. That was the Manitowoc Symphony. Their conductor, Wayne Wildman, is our pianist with the violinist, Andrew Dunlap, during the midday today. And I think that movement bears out something you said one time, Andrew, about Prokofiev providing this contrast between kind of the sublime and then suddenly breaking into something that's comical, almost farcical.
Yes, yes, he's one for sarcasm, certainly.
Well, I would compare him to Shostakovich that way. I think probably something in the lifestyle of a Russian composer and performer in the 20th century lent itself to those extremes. And now back to Prokofiev, we're going to go a little bit backwards, and then we're going to hear the first movement of this concerto. And Prokofiev, does he cut you any slack in this, Andrew, or is it pretty much... hard going the whole way.
Yeah, the solo violin part is pretty much playing the whole time. There are a few cases where you're resting more than a measure even, really, or three beats for that matter.
Well, you don't have to worry about counting measures then, do you?
No.
That's one thing makes it easier. So here we are again. This takes us back to April 20th of this year with the Manitowoc Symphony playing the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1. This is the first movement. And Andrew Dunlap is the violinist. The conductor of the symphony is Wayne Wildman.
Thank you.
there you have the first movement of the Prokofiev Violin Concerto No. 1. That was the Manitowoc Symphony, their conductor Wayne Wildman, and the soloist Andrew Dunlap, a Final Forte winner for 2013. He's here in the studio with me during this hour of the midday, as is Wayne Wildman, who's providing the piano part of these performances. And a minor key strikes again with this Brahms. You know, you've got to love it, right?
Certainly.
And Brahms had a way with violin that almost verges toward the gypsy, doesn't he, and the sound of those Hungarian dances at times.
Yeah, it's so emotional. Brahms is always so emotional in really whatever he's writing.
And what we have here is that it's a movement, a scherzo, from a sonata. It's listed as sonata movement, and I wasn't sure which that fit. But is it from one of the sonatas?
Yes, actually, this is a kind of an interesting situation. He wrote it with some fellow composers, being Schumann and Dietrich, as a surprise sonata for the violinist Joachim. And it's called the FAE Sonata.
Oh, sure. Frei, aber einsam. Free but lonely.
Yes, yes. And this was the scherzo movement from that sonata. Thank you.
The Scherzo from the FAE Sonata by Brahms. Certainly a flamboyant, physically demanding piece. And is that where Tai Chi helps you, Andrew?
Well, it's certainly important to remember to be relaxed even while you're playing something so exciting. Stay rooted and grounded.
And you, how much time do you spend doing Tai Chi?
I usually try to get in about 30 minutes of practice a day at least.
And how does that compare to the amount of time you spend practicing the violin?
Oh, nothing. It's nothing. I try to practice 5 to 6 hours a day.
Wow. And you say that the Tai Chi gives you this kind of, well, not just the physical, I guess, fluidity, but also a certain level of concentration that carries through in the music making?
Yes, it's very good in clearing the mind. And simply relaxing muscles.
You do the Tai Chi before practicing 5 or 6 hours of violin, after, or in the middle somewhere?
It's usually somewhere in the middle.
Well, that makes sense. Well, here is one of the most, in a way, notorious of all composers. He perpetrated the biggest music fraud in all of history, for a good reason, though. Fritz Kreisler pretended that these works were by other composers so that he could have a diverse program when he performed, and yet he had written them all himself.
Yeah, he said that he uncovered them in some library in Vienna.
And then one day a music critic named Olin Downs found one with the ink still wet on Kreisler's piano, and the jig was up. And now I assume that these pieces are all designated in the style of, such as we have here, in the style of Pugnani, as a minuet.
Yes.
Thank you. Minuet in the style of Pugnani by Fritz Kreisler, and I would say, based on that performance, that the operative word for Fritz Kreisler would be sweetness. He really seemed to be, what would you say, immersing yourself in the, just the sheer sweetness of that piece.
Oh, it's so welcoming, yeah.
So, what does a violinist do during the summer in between assignments and trying to decide which college to go to?
Well, for quite a few years now, I've been going to summer institutes to continue my studies. This summer, I'll be going to the Castleman Quartet program in Fredonia, New York, to study with Professor Charles Castleman.
And then by then, you'll have it all figured out as to where you're going, whether it's going to be Lawrence or Eastman.
Yes.
And what are you going to be doing for fun when you're not playing the violin and doing Tai Chi?
Well, I really like soccer.
Oh. And has that worked out for you so far? No damaged parts?
No. I did have to drop my league because of various rehearsals and whatnot.
Well, sure.
But I enjoy playing recreationally.
And so you have yet another 2-3 weeks of high school. Do they know you're skipping school today to be down here?
Yes, they do.
That's okay with them?
Yes.
Okay, well, at least you have a great alibi.
I got the all clear.
Well, thanks greatly for coming in, both of you. Andrew Dunlap, violin, Final Forte winner for 2013, and your pianist, who's also the conductor of the Manitowoc Symphony, Wayne Wildman. Pleasure having you both on
Thank
the
you
midday
for
today. We hope to see you again for an upcoming visit.